You're listening to Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
What do you think about your home or the capital region? What do you think we're renowned for? A beautiful landscape, an ideal holiday hub, somewhere to visit friends and family, and a wonderful place to raise a family, a federal public service epicentre, a manufacturing hub. Well, that last one, I'm not sure there's a heap of substance to that. Have you ever wondered what's manufactured in the ACT and if we could be building and making more? Duncan Amos is the founder of Red Robot. They currently work at the Canberra Innovation Network, helping small businesses to get established, including those that want to manufacture something. Duncan Amos, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. Nice to join you on ABC Canberra.
So give us an idea of manufacturing here as you see it and what that landscape is or is not.
Manufacturing in Canberra, you know, it's been a while coming. It's certainly an area that's really starting to evolve. And obviously Canberra was known for manufacturing a lot of politics, but it's really moving past that now. And there are some amazing things popping up all over the place. So everything from advanced manufacturing right the way through to just your local manufacturers. It's quite a remarkable unsung part of our ecosystem. Canberra, because of the amazing amounts of research and universities and so on, ANU, University of Canberra, CIT, all these organisations are really putting a great spin on innovation and the ability to prototype. So Canberra's becoming one of the central locations for prototyping and coming up with incredible ideas.
Can I just ask you quickly, because I hear that phrase used a lot, but not being in industries, what is prototyping? Is it building a mini-scale model of something to see if it'll work? Is it using a whole bunch of complex computer programs to model, so to speak?
Prototyping can be as simple as putting something together in a bit of clay and presenting it in front of a couple of people to see if it's a really good idea. Prototyping can go so far as producing something that's never been done before, and prototyping can be something that is a developed process that is quite strategic. So prototyping in itself is part of the developmental cycle of any product. So part of Red Robot, when we produced new products, our goal was to make something without spending more money than we needed to, and then see whether it actually fits the particular mold or need. And so once you go through that process, you're able to then work out how to produce, how to manufacture, and scale at cost.
Mm-hmm. So what makes Canberra ideal for this? You mentioned the tertiary institutions and the CIT as well. Is it also because of its relatively younger age, I'm talking about since European settlement, a place where you can set up, get your factory, get your plot on the spot, so to speak, with more ease than Sydney or Melbourne?
I think our key, the one thing that we are the strongest at is that we have so many clever people right here on our back doorstep. And these people come together in collaboration and help one another actually develop products that are world famous. I mean, organisations like Liquid Instruments, which is producing products right here on our back door, incredible. And CE Technologies is another one that's producing world-class radars. I mean, there's so many of them that work closely with our institutions to produce some of the most amazing products. And I think that's where our strength is going to lie, in our ability to produce clever products that can't be produced anywhere else in the world. Whether we produce them here in Canberra or in Australia, well, that will, you know, that'll depend, really, in terms of the scale-up process. But we definitely are a very clever little city.
When it comes to modern manufacturing, what opportunities does Canberra present? We've highlighted a couple of them there, but what sort of opportunities could make it more of a manufacturing hub centre, if you will?
I think, I mean, it's always good to look at the kinds of support that we have in our ecosystem, and Canberra's really beginning to lead the way in that area. I mean, the likes of Canberra Innovation Network support up-and-coming new ideas, SME-based organisations that need that sort of little bit of a prompt, so that's where Canberra Innovation Network can really help and shine and move manufacturing in a good direction. Other areas are the ability to partner. So, you know, the more the government supports partnering within our city, the more manufacturing is going to grow. Now, we may not end up being a hub that does, you know, high levels of manufacturing. I'm not sure that's something that we want to sort of head towards, but we can become very good at the likes of advanced manufacturing, AI, space. They're all the areas that we're starting to really shine in.
Are there conditions here that would make it more attractive than Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and other areas to do those sorts of things that you just talked about?
Absolutely. We've got access to some of the smartest people in Australia through the university, through the research organisation CSIRO, UNSW. We have a... I know that there's an organisation called Launch on Northbourne. These guys are really, really focused on cyber and cyber technologies, which is a really, really exploding all over the place in terms of the technology that's coming out of that location. So there's definitely many places here in Canberra that people can go to. It's definitely here, and it's definitely growing. There's no two ways about it. I mean, you just need to see some of the recent the export awards and some of the people that came through that that will go on and participate in the Australian Export Awards. We really are putting out some very clever technology around AI, around electronic manufacturing, around space. Space is an emerging area that we've become very dominant in.